Okay, today is Daf Sadik Gimel, or in Sadik Beis Amud Beis by Gufa. We're going to see how far we get. I'm hoping to do. Okay, Gufa. Amar of Sheshis, Amar of Asi. So Rav Sheshis said in the name of Asi. Chutin Shebechelev, the chutin, which are strings. I don't know any other way to type that. What's chutin? How do they translate it to Arts book? Threads, excellent word. The threads of the chelev, asurin, author, but ve'in chayavin aleihem. Why are you not chayav? Because it's only asim edurabanon. Shebekolya, the threads of the kidneys, which is also fat, asurin, author, ve'in chayavin aleihem. Luvan kolya, the white of the kidney, right? I'm sorry, that of the kidney, I don't know what that means. The picture of it. I don't know what it is. Rabbi Verb Chia. Chara Asar Bechad Shari. Rabba Memar Take Lay. Rabba would like uproot it. You know, it's one thing to cut off the fat. It's another thing to uproot it. All the connecting tissues, he would uproot it all. Why? Awesome. Rabbi Yochanan Memar Take Lay. He would do the same thing. Ravasi, no, Goyim Lay. He would just remove the upper layer and the rest of it you could eat. And not only that, he ate it. Amar Abaya. I think Rav Asi is right. The Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Huda, Amar Shmuel. Chelev shabasar chof oso. The chelev that the basar surrounded, that's mutter. Alma, what do you see? Sha'al haksalim Amar Rachmana. Only on the kidneys is asar. Below, shabasoch haksalim. Not inside. Hachanami, here too. Sha'al haklayos Amar Rachmana. On the kidneys of Torah asar. Below, Shebesoch HaKloyo, not inside. What exactly does that mean? I don't know. What does that mean? I'm not a veterinarian. I just don't know what these things mean. But I see there's a difference between in and on. Okay. Gufa. Amar Rebbe Abba, Amar Rebbe Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Chelev Shabasa Chofa Oso Mutter. We just said that the Chelev, that Basar surrounds the Chelev, that's Mutter, right? Any is that mutter? But Amar of Chaba, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Haitarba, Yetuse Maste, the fat underneath the loins, Usher. That's Usher. Amar Abaya, Abaya says, no. Behemoth, Bechayah, Fruke, Mifruke. A behemoth, when it walks, it moves. When it's dead, it doesn't move. When it walks, it moves. When an animal walks and moves, the fat gets exposed and gets unexposed. Because it's walking. As it's walking, it's moving its body, right? Therefore, the basar covering the masnayim is not covered. It's not covering it. Why? Because every time it walks, it exposes it. Therefore, even though after death, right, it sticks to it. Since when it's alive, it exposes itself. Why? When it walks. Therefore, it's not going to be awesome. Therefore, it will be awesome. Right? Okay. That's the difference between that part of the body and the other part of the body. Amr b'yochan, anolav tabachan, I'm not a shochi. Olav bar tabachan, I'm not even a ton of a shochi. I don't have any knowledge about this. I'm not. In the Hebrew, the Havi Amri Kabeh B'drasha, but I remember when they say in the Beit Medrash, that the Heim of the Chaya Purukeh Mifrukeh, that if a Heim went a walk, it exposes that part of the, therefore it's not the soak, therefore it's on, and therefore it should be also. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Huda, Amar Shmuel. Chelev shal hamaseis, the chelev on top of the maseis, v'abubet hakotzos, those are two of the four stomachs of the cow. That's asurin, that's usur, v'onesh kareis, that's kareis. V'zehu chelev shal hakerev. That's the, every time you hear the Torah, the chelev shal hakerev, that's it. Now that I told you that's it, now you know what it is. V'amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Haitarba the kilibusta, the fat on top of the kilibusta, that's usher. V'onesh kareis, v'zeh chelev shal haksalim. Now you know what that is? Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, chutin shebiyad asurin, v'chutin, thread of the yad doesn't mean a hand. Animals don't have hands. The foreleg, that's usher. Amar of Safra, Moshe, mi Amar Rachmana, lo techel bisra. He calls him Moshe as a sign of you're someone who knows something. Right? As I said many times, there is no Tana or Mora named Moshe in Shas. Funny, they call it like genius, like Chacham. It's like the Chacham. What do you mean? Torah and Vatel. What's wrong with the four letters? Moshe, mi Amar Rachmana, lo techel bisra. You can't eat butter? There's no fat in the foreleg. Why are you saying it's butter? The threads are up. What's going on here? Amarava, Moshe, Chacham, come back. Miyam Rachmana, Ochel Dama? Do I eat blood? That's what I meant. Chatche umalche, right? If you cut it off, cut it properly, and you salt it, afilu l'kadera nami shafra dama. You can even make a stew out of that, right? So what was the question? What was the answer? You didn't know that now they eat blood when you have meat and the blood's in there, you can get the blood out. You got a little bit of a right. You hear my question? Blood. Yeah. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Reish Me'aya Ba'amsa Boy Greira. The first Amma of the Aya. How do they translate Aya? Oh, the first Amma of the duodenum. That requires peeling off, removing it. Why is that? The Zeo Chalev Shal Dakin. That's the Chalev on the Dakin. You didn't pass. Good. Some of you, I told you. That's why I'm going to do another episode. Hold off like this. Some of Yehuda, Chutin Sheb Uket Asurin. The strands, the thread of the Uket. What's the Uket? The hip is Asur. Cham Shechute Isbe Bekafla. There are five threads in the flank. I don't know what flanks are in English. What's flanks? The size of what? So, right, so there's no word for that, just flank? In other words, not kidneys, right? Kidneys is something else. Right, the muscle. Okay, muscle, fine. There are five. Tlasa miyamina, three on the right side. Patayati mismolo, two on the left side. Tlasa mifatli, the tray. The three branch out into two. Trey Mepatli Lutlas Lutlas, and the two branch out into three. Correct. Right. Okay. Right. Exactly. If we worked in a butcher shop, it would also make sense. Of it. Whatever. It's tendons. It's blood vessels, capillaries, whatever it is. Right. Nerves. Okay. Nerves. Now, Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina? What's the question? The E Shaliflu Adachamimi Mishdalfi. If you try to remove them while it's very hot, they'll come right off. The E Lo Boy Chatute Basrayu. And if not, you're gonna have to go like searching for them. And you know, do the excavation job to get them out. Why? Because they're all fat. Okay. Amar Abaye Vitei Rav Huda. Cham Shechute Habe. There are five threads. Plasa Mishum Tarba. Three are usher from Tarba because of fat. Vitarat Mishum Dhamma. And two are also because they're dam. Tachli, dikafli, I'm sorry? Yeah. God bless. Tachli, vidikafli, the spleen and the flanks, vidikulisa and the kidneys, mishum tarva, those are all problems of fat. Diada, the foreleg, udiloa, and the jaw, mishum dama, because it's dam. Lamayin ask you, what's the difference? Well, if the issue is blood, so you salt it, you cook it, you get the blood out. Hanuf, less like the concept. The other one, nothing you can do about it. They're also because of the chela. There's no way you can't make that mutter. Dam? You have meat with dam in it, you can get rid of that. No, it is fat. Let me remove the fat. Remove the pork, and then you can eat the rest. No, it is pork. Right? Remove the chela. It is chela. No, you can't. You can't remove it. The whole thing is chela. That's what he's saying. These tendons in this area of the kidneys, there's nothing you can do about that. There are five membranes. I think that's the best way to translate it. I said translate membrane. So what's the mishum tarba? Five are also because of fat. The trei mishum dama, and two are because of dam. Tachali the kafli with the kulisa mishum tarba, the spleen, the flanks, and the kidneys because of fat. The bei, the testicles. the mukra and the brain mishum dama. That's a problem of dam. But Behuda Rav Oshia having kakala play, it was, he was peeling off tichla. He was peeling off the spleen. The Levi braid the Rav Yehuna Bar Chiya in front of him, having kagoyim levi Eloi. He was peeling it off at the top of it. Amale chus beitve. You got to peel off more than that. Asa avua ashkeche. He found his father. Amale hachnam avud ima. This is what the father of your grandfather said. Mishum derav. Umanu who's that? Yirmiyah bar Abba. Lo asr Torah elosh al dad bilvad. The only time they asked it is on the dad itself. What does dad here mean? What is dad? The hilum. Oh. What's a hilum? What is that? The blood vessel. Okay, fine. It's part of the body. Eighty. Is that true? Umr of Hamnuna, Tana, Krum, Shal Hatchal, Usr. That the membrane on the spleen is Usr, Fein Chayav and Alav and Yanachai, Eifi Dami. What membrane is that? Ilema, Shal Hadad, if it's on the Helam, Amai, Ein Chayav and Alav. Hello, the Kule, must be the whole thing. Amale, Itan, if you have a Bryce that has said that, what can I tell you? I told you, this whole daf is like this. Yes, I have no doubt that if you're involved with this all day long, this is like Aleph Bet, right? We have no idea what we're talking about. We don't know what the words mean. We don't know what the concept means. We don't know what the anatomy is. So for us, we're just reading words. But still Torah, and we're still reading words. Yeah. Any question? It's one halacha I think we're going to get to today, which I was once in Israel with. We'll see. Kupa, Amr from Nuna, Tana, Krum Shalatchal Aser. The membrane on the spleen is Aser. Bein Chayav and Alav, you're not chayav for that. Why? Tana Aser Midrabana. Krum Shalagavi Kulya Aser. The krum, the membrane on the kidney, also Aser. Bein Chayav and Alav, and you're not chayav for that either. Aye, Batanya Chayav and Alav. Aye, we have to be chayav for both of them. So no. Tchol Aschol, lo kasha. Not a kasha. Ha, b'kinegin hadad. No, we just said. Depends if it's connected, if it's by the helm or not. And kol ya kol yanami lo kasha, also not a kasha. Ha b'ila, one's on the top. Ha b'tata, one's on the bottom part. This is the only part that might have halachic relevance today. People that are into meat will know better than me. Be'e, what about the testicles? Chashilta, that became detached. Ravami v'ravati, asar. I'm sorry, ravami v'ravati, chad asar v'chad shari. One said it's mutter to eat, one said it's aser. Chad, man da amar aser, one said it's aser. Midloka birion, it's never going to heal. It's never going to get better. Therefore, hani aver min achai ninu. It's not aver min achai, because it's still attached. But it's like aver min achai. It's awesome, it's a gedera atu aver min achai. It's aver min achai v'dorabana. Man da shari, one said it's mutter, says like this. It's not going to spoil. It's not like a limb, a dangling limb that's detached a little bit. And we say, what's going to happen? It's going to rot away. It's going to become gangrene. That's not going to happen here. Therefore, it has chiyus. It has life on its own. And therefore, you can eat it. The idach, what about the other one? The one who says it's asr. You know why it doesn't rot away? Because the loka shalabu avira. It's not exposed to the air. That doesn't mean it's mutter to eat. The idach, and the one who says that, hi, the low period. You know why it's not going to get better? That's only because kikishusa who did not get lahu. It has some disease. In a chanami, it's not edible. There's a machlokish about this. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan l'Roshemin bar Abba, hani bei chashilta sharian. Listen to this. The testicles in this situation are mutter. However, ba'at lo techel, don't eat them. Or not? Mishum, Val Titosh Tarasi Mesa. Don't violate the Mesorah of your mother. What does that mean? That means, says Rashi, top line, Minag Mekomcha, the minag of your place, the Medayik in Rashi. In your place, there was a minag not to eat it. So, what, you're going to violate the minag? No one ate that. Is it mutter? Yes. Did anyone eat it? No, nobody went near that in your town. So you don't eat it, the Medayik in Rashi, but what if it is your minag? Say a bomb, go right ahead. Right? It says, Sha'ata mi Bavel. You're from Bavel. V'sham noagin bo Isura. That's where there was an Isser. Da'iflivu be'erav ami v'ravasi. That's what they argued about. Right? However, Tosfos, the Rashba, the Ritva, that Al Titosh Tarasi Mecha does not mean in your town there was a minhag not to eat it. Right? for a minute. Right. I'm sorry. Tarsus is the one that says that. Since he said you don't eat it, only you, but if it's another town, maybe Rashi might be more broad. Now, I don't know if people eat that today. The delicacy? What? There's one to the restaurant in Israel, they serve it. In Israel, not here. I want to go to the restaurant. What? No. Okay. Amar Mar Bar Ravashi. That's the end of the level of that. Well, yeah, that's it. Amar Mar Bar Ravashi. Hani Be'i Degadya, the testicles of a goat, of a young goat, Ad Plus in Yom and Shari. Less than 30 days old, they're mutter, below klipa, even without any kind of covering. Mikan Be'elech, after that, it depends. E Adra and Asurit. If they have Zera in them, then it's an Asur. The Elo Azar and Shari. And if they don't have, they mutter. The Gemara asked Yossi's question. But now you have the, how do you know that? How do you know E Ispe, E Ispe, if they have, Shiruke Tsumke Asirin. The it's going to turn reddish. Last Bahu, Shiruke Tsumke Sharian. If it doesn't have, then it's mutter. Umse, meat, they, testicles, Umizrike, and the neck, Pligi Barbacha Barbina. Here, Labar Mehani Fas, except for these three. Ravacha Lakula, Ravina Lakumra, Vilchazak Ravacha Lakula, Umta, the Asmik, if you have meat that's very red, very bloody meat. Chatcha, cut it up, Umalcha, and salt it, and then I feel look at there, we're Nami Shapra Dhamma, then you can even cook it. Why? Got the blood out. Talia Nami Fishpuda of Maya. You can even put it on a spit, on a barbecue, to get the blood out. Agumre, what about on coals? So Pligiba Ravacha Ravina. Had Mashayev Shayevle, some say that's good also, the blood will get drawn out. Bakharam Ramatmit Samsile. Obviously no, it'll get clogged up and the blood won't leave. The Khain Bay, the Khain Mitzvah. So too by the neck, the heavy, you know, vein in the neck, and so too the testicle. Reshe b'kivsha, what if you have the head of the goat, atuv, at osve abeis ashchita, dayav dama v'shari. If you take the head of a goat and you stick it on top of the coals, and all the blood's drawing out, right? That's mutter, then you'll be able to eat it. At stodin, if you turn it on its side and put it into the animal, into the coals like that, the blood doesn't go anywhere. Then at mikveh kafi, it congeals. The osve. And then it's asur. Osve anachire, what if you put it in by the nose? So does the blood escape or not? So dachve mide shari. If you put something in the nose to allow the blood to escape, then it's mutter. Vilo asur, otherwise no. Eka diyam, otherwise no. Anachire, the beta shchita, doy. Now, by the nose and by the actual opening of the head, the blood gets drawn out. At dachin, but on the side, e dachve mide shari vilo asur. Put something to let it go out, good, and if not, not. Arm of Yudah Amar Shmuel. Shnei Gidin Hain Hapnimi Tzamach L'Atem. There are two Gidin, inner Gidin, next to the bone. Aser, that's Aser. Dechayav and Elof. And you also Chayit for Eivor Men Achai. Forget an Asher. Chitzon, outer, Tzamach L'Basar, next to the flesh. Aser, it's Aser. Vein Chayav and Elof. And you're not Chayit for that. Why? Because it's not getting an Asher. I bought Tanya Primi Samach Labasar. Amarkana Aklude Mikle. Like putting a key into a slot. In other words, it goes into the flesh and the bone here. Whatever the discussion is, they meet each other. Like a key goes into a lock. They meet each other. Right? And there, before it gets swallowed up. And that's called Primi Samach Labasar. Okay? Botanya Chitana Samach Laetem. It says that the outer one next to the bone, Amar of Yehuda, Techa de Pari Tavni. That's where the butcher cuts the meat. Again, I don't know what that means. Itmar. Tabach Shanimsa Chelev Achro. A butcher that finds this is actually relevant. You have a butcher, you went to buy the meat, and you come home, and there's chaylev on the meat. Chaylev, tabach, a butcher, shinim to chaylev achro. After that, you found chaylev. So Rav Huda Amar, kipitz ora, even the size of a barley bean. Rav Yochanan Amar, pekidayim. Amar, papa, below, that is an argument, below, please, not argument. Khan, la, kosa. The question is, if you ate a kidayim, you have alkas to that. Khan, la, avro. Even a smaller amount can take away his shtita license. He can't be a shofet anymore. Why? He served you chaylev. Amar Azutra. Kisa'or mokam echad. Kisa'or has to be in one place. And kizayit afil v'beidu gimel v'mkomos. Even if it's spread out. But if the kizayit, you're giving him alka. As long as David, you know, told kizayibor with asra. It's a problem. A soup right. The hilchatsa. La'akoso v'kizayit. La'avro v'kisa'or. You're right, that fell off. If you know, so look at this. The guy ripped me off. What he sold me, right? Ain't a tabach in the emanim. The tabach might not believe. Amar b'chiyah bar Abba. Amar b'yochanan chaz v'lomer ne'emanim. But now they believe. We changed our minds and said they believe. Amar b'nachman achshar dari. What, the generations got better? In the olden days, we didn't believe. Now we believe them. That doesn't make any sense. So meikara habi tavur la'akur meir. First, we thought we hold like a meir. Lo havi mehendi. No, we don't believe that. Why? Meir was much more machmer. It's much more work. Well, but so, Sabri Krib Yehuda. Now we hold up Krib Yehuda, who said you don't have to be so machmer. He had much more makal way of getting rid of the Gid and Usha. So for that, we'll believe them. That's all. Ikad Demasim La Sefer. Others say it goes on the Sefer. Chachamim Omrim, Nemanim Alav, the Allah Chalev. We believe them on that, on the Gid and on the Chalev. Amr of Kiva Abba, Amr of Yachanan. Chazru Lomu Im Nemanim. Now we say we don't believe them. Amr of Nachum is mana zen nemanim. But now we do. So again, Akshur Dori, the generation quote got better. Now we believe them. So Meikara Savrua Kirebi Yehuda. First we thought we hold up Rabbi Yehuda. Hada Savrua Kirebi Meir. Then we say we hold up Rabbi Meir. So Kama, the Havi Dikiri Le Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Mehen. What does that mean? If we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, no one forgot. No one remembered what Rabbi Huda Shita requires. Therefore, Lo Mehendi, V'hashad Dan Shuri, Lo Rabbi Huda Mehendi. And then we reminded ourselves what Rabbi Huda actually said. Now we can hold like him, and it's much more makal. We can believe everybody. Then we said, V'yala Chelev. The Gemara says, Chelev, Mandakar Shmei. Who brought up Chelev? Why are you doing all of a sudden Chelev? Who mentioned Chelev? Hachi Kamer, we're going to change the mission to say that the first person talked about Chelev. Ein Ne'amanim Allah V'yala Chelev. Okay? The next Mishnah, we're going to try to do now, Amar Aleph. We're going to try to do Tamach Kimmel, Tamach Dalet Amar Aleph. Tamach Dalet is a very long-looking daf. It's misleading. It's not so long. It's long, but it's not hard at all. It's actually very, very relevant, Allah Kol Maisa. Each case, we have 20 cases, each one's very relevant. It has nothing to do with anything. It's just very relevant, Allah. It's all about Marasai. Now, the only thing you have to know for the next Mishnah is a gigantic footnote in the article, massive footnote. The assumption was, in the town Mishnah discussing, there were only Jewish butchers. There were no Goyish butchers. That means, there is no non-kosher meat in the town. The only way there could be non-kosher meat is if you sell it to a Goy, and the Goy somehow traced it and sold it back. How could that happen? Well, if I sell my Gid and Usher to a Goy, he can sell it back to a Jew. That's the only way there could be traced meat. Or, the Jewish Shochei was shechting. There was some kind of trade that happened. So he sold it to the Goy at a discount because no Jew's eating it. And then the Goy sold it back. That's the only way there could be non-kosher meat. And now we're going to have a discussion. What's the story with that? So the Mishnah itself is a very simple Mishnah. Hasholeach Adam Yerech La'obet Tochavim. Shegid Hanasha B'tzofa. You can give the Gid Hanasha to a Goy. You can give the Yerech, and in the Yerech is the Gid Hanasha. You can give it to the Goy. It's not a problem. You know why it's not a problem? B'nei Shem Komo Nicker. Because everybody knows what Gid and Usher looks like. So if the Goy is going to try to pull a fast one on you, you'll know. So it's not a problem. Make the Goy happy. Have a good relationship with the Goy. Give him the Gid and Usher. He's never going to sell it back to you because we're too smart for that. Because I just said in the introduction, there's only kosher meat in this town. The Gemara is going to ask you a question. The answer is only kosher meat in this town. There's no goyish. There's no non-kosher meat. There's no non-kosher meat. So there's no way he's selling you trade meat. He doesn't know how to do it. It's not happening. This is the Metzias. The Metzias is the only kosher. So don't worry. Worry about two things. Did an Asher that the guy sells you? How did he get it? You gave it to him? Or trace meat that he got? How did he get it? Because you sold it to him. You gave it to him. So he's selling it back. The Gemara's answered all these questions. Right? So the Mishnah says, you can give the Yareth to a guy. Right? Because you know what it looks like. You know what we assume that you know what every 6-year-old kid knew what Gidon Asher looked like. Every 6-year-old kid knows what an Esrog looked like. In those days, they knew what a Gidon Asher looked like also. Everybody knew. Now, the Mishnah said you can give a goy a Yereh with the Gidon Asher inside. That's mashma, shlema in, chaticha lo. Only if it's whole, not cut up. Why? Because if it's cut up, taka, you can't tell. So, Mayasina, what are we talking about over here? If we're talking about a place where they never announced whenever a trefa popped up, so therefore, you can even send the guy the pizza. Why? Because no Jew would ever buy meat from a non-Jew. Your point. No Jew would ever buy meat from a non-Jew. Why not? Because we don't know when there are trefas. They don't tell us. So it could be the guy is selling me trade. So I'm not buying from him anyway. So I might as well give him the Gidon Asher even if it's cut up. What's the nichshol? There's no nichshol here. Right? You hear that? There's no nichshol. And Dalo Asil Azabi Mineh, you're never going to buy from him. Ella, rather, from Makom Shemach Rizin. It must be in a place where they do announce. So there's Shleim and Amilel Lashar Delay. Then why, if you're allowed to buy meat from him, why are you allowed to buy meat from him? Because what's the assumption? The assumption is that someone sent out a notice, someone sent an email, that we found a trade for today. So today, you can't buy meat from a guy. What about tomorrow? So the email says, well, tomorrow, you can buy. Why? There's no announcement tomorrow. And today's meat, tomorrow, looks different. So no one's ever going to buy it. So then if that's the case, that they announce, and today, don't go to the guy. Why? You gave him a chamber today. Maybe I'll sell it back to you. So if that's the case, how can you give the guy any Gidon Asher? He'll cut it up and tell it. No, not if it's cut up, you don't. Shnei Malami Lo L'Shad Delay. The Chatzik, because he's going to cut it up. Who was Avalei and tell it to you? He's going to cut it up and tell it to you. So then you can't at all. Ebay Zema. You want to say the following. First of all, Makom Shem Achavitin. It's obviously a place where we do announce. Right? Ebay Zema Makom Shem Achavitin. And I can even answer you, it's a place where we don't announce. Both are going to be possible. If I say, Makom Shemach Rizin, if it's a place where we announce, Chitucha, Da'ovet Kochavim, Miyadi Yada. You know, Goyim don't cut up the Gidon Asher the way Jews do. Why? Because Jews know what Gidon Asher is. Look at Rashi. Chitucha, Da'ovet Kochavim. The Yerach, Eina Asa Kishal Yisrael. They don't cut it up like a Jew. Kishahu Perua, Kederach Shagid Manuach. We cut it up to wiggle around to get an usher. But you don't do that. So if you'll know. In other words, you'll know the difference. Then Rashi says, V'yaldah samach Rebbe v'shloach yerech l'chaveiro al yad ove kachavim. This is how Rebbe was allowed to send meat to his friend through a guy. Why? V'loatze b'chosem. He didn't put a simon on it. He didn't put a sticker, it wasn't double wrap. Why not? V'chsheira, he im hi chaticha k'derech sheitzol chod k'acha chaticha zagid. If it's the kind of meat where the cutting is different from a Jew to a guy. Aval b'shar eber, any other meat, shechituch ove kachavim b'chituch yisrael shavim bo, it's all the same, aser ad shihei bo chosim. You obviously can't send meat without a sin. A guy can't be alone with meat. However, here it's not the same thing. Why? Because the cutting is different. Viva yisema, back in the Gemara, ein makom she'ein mach reason. I can tell you it's a play where they don't announce. So if they don't announce, no one's buying meat. So if no one's buying meat, how come I'm allowed to give the Gidon Asher to a guy? The answer is, Zera Shema Yitnenelo Bifnei Yisrael Acher. Maybe you'll give it in front of another Jew. Therefore what? What? No, that's not the Chashash. The Chashash is like this. When I give the meat, we're not buying it anyway. When I give the Gidon Asher to a guy in front of another Jew, my focus on what's going on here, I might tell the guy, I want to be nice, I'll tell the guy, by the way, I don't want this meat. I want to be nice to you. You're such a good guy. You're such a good neighbor. So I'm giving you all this meat. You get an usher, and I took it out. Now another Jew over here, that's not true. You just said that. Now another Jew over here is that I learned Chul Daftali Tzad Dalid, and I heard that you can't buy meat from a guy, but my buddy over here just said, let's get an usher, take it out. And that is like a buy. You're right. In general, I can't. But this meat, I could buy. My friend just, I just watched it. He just told the guy, his gin usher was removed. So because of that problem, right? Because of that problem, 1 minute, right, so they, but when it's the Yerech Shlema, one second, what did I just say? I just said it wrong. One second. Bibay Shema, where am I? Makom She'em Achwizen. Gzeir Hashem Yidenel of Nei Yisrael Acher. You're going to give it in front of another Jew. Therefore what? What? No, he's going to think the Gidon Asher was removed. But if it's a Yerech Shlema, so if it's cut up, one second. No, we're afraid he's going to cut it up. I'm lost here. That's why a piece is no good. But the full Gerech is good, because the Jew will remove it himself. Excellent. V'bayis Hema. Or you could say, V'shulim d'kaganav le'dayte. It's G'nevus Da'at. What kind of G'nevus Da'at? Somehow the guy is going to think that you gave him good meat. That's what I'm saying. You gave him good meat. Not true. But he's going to think that, and you G'nevus Da'at. You're going to have an entire Omer down G'nevus Da'at. Damar Shmuel, Asa Lignov Da'at Sabrius. You're not allowed to fool people. Even a guy. Allah, yeah, you can't do that. Even a guy. We're gonna have cases. Shmuel never said this straight out, but he hinted to it. Why? The Shmuel Havika of our Mababra. Shmuel was on the boat. Amalei Lashami, he said to his attendant, Haise Lemokre, go pay the fare for the boat. Right, go appease the captain. Give him some wages. He's taking us on the boat. Haise the Ifkin, the Ikvin. So the attendant paid something, and Shmuel got all upset. So what's going on here? My time at Ikbid. Amarbaya, Hanagolas Trefa Havoy. It was a treif bird, a treif chicken. The Avdehile, Bamar, Tishchuta. And the attendant gave it, Bamar here means instead of a good one. What's the problem? Rava Amar, Anafka Amale, Lashkuye, Lashkuye Chamer Maziga. Shmuel told the attendant, give good wine. And he gave the bad wine. The diluted wine. V'chi mechlala, mai. So what do you see from here? Don't mislead the captain. He's a guy. He thought he was getting prime meat. He thought he was getting prime wine. And he turned out he gave him junk. Mai leman damar shreifa have. One second. V'chi mechlala, mai. So what if it's derived? So what's the difference? So now I can get out of it. Lamanda, my treifa have amale my tasha itzura. If you want to say it was treifa, what are you doing with the treifa animal? What are you doing with that? And lamanda my anafka amale lashkuya anafka chia mashma. Shmuel got upset. He didn't even listen to him at all. By the first case, told him give him something. He gave him treif. He got angry at him. Why do you have treif? Second one, I told you X. Why do you do Y? You didn't even listen to me at all. It's not a raya that Gnevus Da'at is utter. It's implied, but it's not a raya. Tanya, Hayyur Meir Omer. Al Yitz'arev Adol Mechaber. Listen to this. Al Yitz'arev Adol Mechaber L'Soed Etzlo V'Yedeilo She'ena Soed. You're not allowed to invite somebody. You know he's not coming. You know he already got invited somewhere. He's not going to come to you. So you're not allowed to go call him up and invite him. Score points. You're not allowed to do that. You know why? Gnevus Da'at. Unbelievable. Says Rashi. Look at Rashi down at the bottom. Lo Yafter Bo Hol V'Yodeh Shelo Yase. You know he's not coming. Mishum, the Gonev Daito Lahakzik Lo Tova Bechidam, Kisover, Shemina Levis Harav Lokein. You want him to think you like him. Right? You want him to think you like him. There, what happens all the time? You want him to think you like him. And you heard he's going somewhere else. So you can't do that. That's that for him. But if you would invite him anyway, if you would invite him anyway, you can do it. It's only us. I've never invited this person. I can't stomach it. But now that I know that he's invited somewhere, now I'll give him the phone call. Then that's the, but if you would invite him, you'd invite him next time. You would invite him. But now you're not inviting him because, you know, now, but you know he's invited. That's a machloket achronim if that's mutter. I guess you can make all that. In other words, you would invite him. But he's taken this week. So I'll score points now. If you would invite him, that's mutter. If you're never going to invite him, that's mevus tam. Well, yarbalo b'tekrobes, you can't offer him a present. V'yodeyabo she'ena makabel. You know he's not taking it. You know he's not going to take it. You know he's not going to take it. Right? You're not allowed to open, as they used to do in the olden days. When a chasha person would come, they'd open the barrel of wine. Now what's going to happen to the rest of the barrel? It's going to spoil. So, you sold the barrel to someone else. And all the mepharshim point out that the guy who you sold it to doesn't mind if you open it, they got a cup or two. So anyway, it's not going to spoil. Now when the guest comes, open the thing to him, he thinks, oh, look how chasha I am. He opened it just for me. The whole thing's going to get rotten. Just for me, you opened it. Unbelievable. Now, you didn't do it just for him. You sold it already. And everyone says, it's mutter to do this. It's not stealing from the guy you sold it to. Because the guy doesn't mind. Or you made a deal with him. He doesn't care. So then, if you tell him, by the way, don't think I like you that much. I like you, but don't worry about it. It's not going to go in the garbage. Right? Below, Yomalo, Soch, Shemin, Ipach, Rekon. And you know he's not gonna use oil. They give an empty bottle. Here's an empty bottle. Go anoint yourself. Even if it's a full bottle, you know he's not gonna use it. You can't do it, right? The image of kavodo mutter. But if you're doing it for his kavod, it's mutter. What exactly does that mean? He's doing it for his kavod. Any, is that true? Deha ula igla lebe Reb Chia. Ula went to Reb Chia. Pasach lo chavias habacharas lechenveni. And ula did that. He opened up the wine. Right? How can he do that? The answer is, he told him. He told him, listen, I like you. I don't like you that much. But don't worry about it. I'm opening the bottle. Don't worry about it because everybody's told. So we can have a new club. It's not a problem. Or you can say it's different. He would have opened it anyway. And he knew that. So he said, the guy who sold you doesn't mind that you have a cup or two. You're going to deduct the price. He doesn't care. He's coming in an hour. He has a wedding tonight. So you open it an hour early. He doesn't care. That's how you have to get out of that. You can't go to an oval house with a bottle splashing around, nothing in there. Right? But the oval thinks, oh, look at this, you brought me some present. Right? Or you put water in there. Because you're misleading him. But v'im yeshem chaver, ir mutter. But if there are chashim of people there, and you want to uplift the oval, the eyes of the chashim people, you walk in with big presents, all empty stuff, big boxes, nothing in them. That's mutter. Turn one more line. Listen to this. You can't tell somebody a leather sandal. There was some kind of belief that an animal died on its own. You should not use that leather to make shoes. Why? Because it was weaker than if it got shechita. Why did it die? Obviously, it was a weak animal. So you have to tell the guy. Oh, so for two reasons. First of all, you're missing it again. Second of all, maybe there's a sakana. Why? Because the disease that the animal died from is transferred to the leather, and are you aware of that? You hear that? So because of those reasons, you shouldn't do it. One more minute. You can't send a guy a barrel of wine. B'shemen taf al piha. Really, there's only a little oil on top, and the rest of it's wine. Now, you didn't sell it. There's no metach toast here. You gave it as a gift. They gave it as a gift. What do you want from me? I give you whatever you want. No, you shouldn't even do that. Why? Because he went, he saw a huge barrel of oil, he invited the whole town, he saw no oil in here, it's all wine. Everybody was so embarrassed, he killed himself. Okay, we'll stop here. I think that, all right, we'll stop here and then we'll talk in a second. I think we'll stop here and we'll resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.